Jim Kelly is Vice President for Corporate Relations for Hawaiian Electric. He spent the last 10 days on the Big Island working to support efforts by Hawaii Electric Light Company. He joined us in the studio this morning to share what his teams are doing on the ground. Morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So you're just fresh back from being out in the field. What can you tell us? What's the snapshot? We see these incredible pictures of the power lines just, you know, enveloped in the lava, but where are we at?
Well, most of the eruption impact in terms of our system has been in the subdivisions of Leilani Estates and Lanipuna Gardens, and so there's about 60 poles that are down, probably about 25 transformers. And since those are two, you know, residential neighborhoods, that's affected the about 400 people in both of those areas. Now, they're both under mandatory evacuation, so there hasn't been a lot of demand for power restoration. And, in fact, we pulled our work crews out at the end of last week because they carry with them the gas monitoring equipment, and it showed that the levels of sulfur dioxide were rising to the point that it was no longer safe for them to work. So now that's a no-go zone in terms of our own work crews, and they're going to stay out of there until the hazard has passed.
Right, and any of the residents are returning there. I mean, they can't possibly expect that that you folks are going to restore power.
No, but it is, you know, it's one of the things that we're working on. I mean, and again, we've been trying to just go in to keep the poles stabilized and really try to keep people away, because this equipment all has been damaged by all the seismic activity. There's also, you know, the underground is heat. There's heat that's affecting the integrity of the poles. We had some that have just kind of snapped off at their bases. So, you know, we're hoping people are staying out of there and that they're staying away from the equipment. But we're also, we use drones to try to get a real broad assessment of the equipment that's damaged so we can start ordering that, getting it ready so that we have a power restoration plan ready to go as soon as it's safe to go in there and we can start getting people back powered up.
And what's the message you want to get out there just as far as your ability to produce power and keep the residents and businesses on the Big Island functioning?
Right. I mean, for the areas that have been affected and are under the mandatory evacuation, that's where most of the damage to our infrastructure is, and we just want people to stay back. If you're in there and you come across a line that's down, we always tell people to assume that it's energized. You should try to stay back at least three car lengths and let us know about that by calling 911. Again, one of the dangers has been poles just toppling over, and obviously that's not something you want to be under when that happens. And, you know, also in parallel with this, we're working on plans, contingency plans for areas that might end up being cut off at some point by the lava flow, where some of our distribution lines, particularly around serving Kapoho and Kalapana, might be affected, and also, as you were discussing previously, the cell phone towers, some of the critical infrastructure like that, we're coming up with plans to provide power on an emergency basis if needed, depending on what the needs are and what the situation is.
And then I know there is the whole situation of Puna Geo Thermal Venture. That facility shut down, and
right.
You were buying power from that company.
Right. Hawaii Electric Light does not own or operate that power plant. We have been buying power since 1992. Provides about 25% of the island's energy on any given day. But, you know, it's important to keep in mind that we always have because it's an island, we always have a pretty healthy reserve margin. At any given point, there's usually a power plant that's, you know, down for maintenance or overhauls, that kind of thing. So we've easily made up for the loss of that plant. And for the foreseeable future, we have plenty of generation, so there shouldn't be any interruptions to power.
Right. So if there are any reports about rolling blackouts,
that's
not true.
Absolutely not true. Fake news.
Okay. All right. And just as far as your teams and the efforts that you've got on the ground, you know, like the EPA, I think, mentioned they've got a plan for rotation. So what's the plan for the utility company?
Well, because we're all one company together, we've actually had people from Hawaiian Electric going over, engineers, planners, people from public affairs group who've been over there trying to spell some of the Hawaii Electric Light people and work with them. And we have what we have our incident command structure is set up for this. This is a, 24-hour emergency status for us as well. And so we want to make sure that we are able to, move people in and out as needed and make sure that – because as has been pointed out, this could be something that goes on for weeks or months. And we want to make sure that we don't get complacent or let our guard down or, keeping our people safe and keeping the customers safe is our priority as well.
Do you have a sense of whether any of your employees may have had their homes affected or if they lived in those subdivisions?
None of our employees lived in either Lani Puna Gardens or Leilani Estates, but we have had people because there's an area that's also kind of affected by the gas and they're not necessarily under mandatory evacuation, but there are people with breathing problems and people who just don't feel comfortable being around the Pahoa town that have moved in with relatives or moved out. So there are some people who have been affected that way.
And as far as a plan for replacing poles, when we get to that point, I mean, I don't know if we just have a store of these poles sitting around either on island, on the Big Island, or here on Oahu where you could ship it around.
We do. I mean, 60, 70 is a pretty manageable number. When Tropical Storm Hissel in 2014, I mean, then you're talking about over 1,000 poles that were damaged, and then you're talking about having to bring in additional resources. But in terms of material and equipment, I think we're pretty well positioned right now.
Right, and then your teams here on Oahu will help spell.
Right, exactly.
For manpower.
Right.
Okay. Anything else that you think is important for the public to know, for the communities out there to know?
No, it is important. I hope people know we're working on different options for different areas. We can bring in a generator to power up a particular area, which is pretty straightforward. We are looking at doing a possible microgrid using solar panels and batteries. We're looking at if the lava flow is narrow enough that we could span it with some steel poles and basically hook up to a distribution line that's undamaged and bring power down to a particular place. So we have, several options that we're working on, and we feel pretty good that we would be able to deploy one or all of them depending on what the needs are at a particular time.
And the microgrid system, is that something you've got on island or will it come from Oahu?
It would probably be we'd bring components in from elsewhere, but I think we're also looking at, okay, what do we have on hand right now? What do we have in our warehouse so that we're not having to order things from the mainland or from other islands? We want to, move quickly. And I think that's what our engineers have really been kind of like in Apollo 13 where they say, okay, here's the stuff that you've got to work with. How do you make it work? And I think that's what they've really been trying to do. If you can choose from all over the world, you can get all sorts of fancy equipment. But I think we're looking to see, all right, what do we have
what
on
we
hand?
Have? Yeah. One image that's seared in my brain is, I think, during the last flow, efforts to try and save a power pole
right.
from burning.
Yep. Yes.
What did we learn from that?
Well, it's funny because we've gotten people say, hey, I don't see you out there trying to save any of these poles like you did in 2014. And it's obviously a very different – that was a very slow-moving kind of lava, and we could could walk in front of it. Obviously, from the images that you've seen and from what I saw out there, that it's moving – it's a river of lava. You don't know where it's going to go, so that's kind of an impractical – solution for what we're dealing with in this case.
Right. Not going to work.
No. And frankly, it's simpler down the road to just replace the pole. So.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, Jim Kelly, thank you very much for spending time with us.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Catherine.
All right. That was Jim Kelly, Vice President of Corporate Relations for Hawaiian Electric, talking about Helco's efforts to keep power to its customers in the lava challenge areas of Puna. I'm Catherine Cruz, and you're listening to The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio.